Many Democratic leaders and groups in California have adopted a two-pronged strategy for the state's gubernatorial recall election. Vote no on the recall and yes on Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports it's an effort to hedge their bets.
The California Federation of Labor may have voted to endorse Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, but you could hardly tell that by the tone of the news conference that followed the vote.
No recall! No recall! No recall!
Dozens of union members lined the front of the room holding up their no on the recall signs for the cameras. Gray Davis was there, beaming as he stood shoulder to shoulder with Art Pulaski, the secretary-treasurer of the Federation. Pulaski didn't even mention the endorsement of Cruz Bustamante until a reporter asked. His explanation of it was less than stirring.
Union members really expect us to be able to provide them some guidance in terms of the questions for all ballot items that they have to address. And they've asked us to be sure to continue to do that, and we've accommodated them today.
As recently as last week, many labor leaders were still refusing to endorse Bustamante. Like Davis, they believed the governor's best chance of beating the recall was to keep all other Democrats off the second part of the ballot. So even yesterday's mild expression of support is a big turnaround. Still, the Labor Federation's endorsement of Bustamante will be strictly verbal. Pulaski said that all of the organization's resources, its 3,000 volunteers, its $5 million, and all the mailings and phone banks that pays for, will be exclusively devoted to defeating the recall. None will go to Bustamante's campaign. As for Gray Davis, when asked if he's endorsing Bustamante, he gave what's become his standard, kindly but non-committal reply.
He's a good, decent person. He's the most qualified person on question two, but this election is not going to get to question two.
We are going to
vote no on the recall and yes on Bustamante has been the lieutenant governor's slogan and strategy since he got into the race. In recent days, that strategy has also been adopted by California's Democratic lawmakers in Congress and in the state legislature, as well as a couple of other labor organizations. Bruce Kane, director of the Institute of Governmental Studies at the University of California at Berkeley, says Bustamante's presence on the ballot could be good for Gray Davis, but he needs to keep his distance.
The one advantage now to having Cruz on the ballot and so much press attention going to Cruz Bustamante is that he will draw fire. He will draw fire away from Gray and towards himself, both from the Republicans. He will draw media attention, which will start to scrutinize Cruz's background much more. And outside Republican groups that come in now are thinking about spending time and money going after Cruz Bustamante.
The drift of Democrats to the Bustamante camp is driven in large part by opinion polls that have shown Gray Davis very likely to lose his job. The most recent, from the Los Angeles Times, had slightly better news for the governor. It showed only half of likely voters wanted to recall him. More troubling for the Davis campaign is that at least 15% of Democrats support the recall, as do 39% of Latinos and 43% of union members, according to the Times, which is why Davis has made public appearances nearly every single day in front of some organization that a Democratic governor should be able to take for granted.
I know if we work together, we will prosper and succeed. And so, muchas gracias por todo su trabajo. And muy español is muy poquito.
One recent appearance was at a meeting of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, where Davis touted his expansion of health care for poor children, his backing of a holiday honoring the late leader of the United Farm Workers, Cesar Chavez, and his many meetings with Mexican President Vicente Fox.
We're no longer amigos, now we're compadres. We've met so often.
Davis will need every compadre he can get to have a chance of beating the recall. Still, Berkeley's Bruce Kane says getting a majority of the voters to back him is going to be tough.
Because in the last election, Gray Davis got 47% of the vote. So he has to do better at a time when he has faced more criticism, in which he had to essentially shoulder the blame for the $38 billion deficit in the California state budget. So for him to go up 4 or 5 points after taking all the criticism they've taken and the national heat that he's taken, would be a tremendous achievement.
Which is why most Democrats are now glad Bustamante is running, just in case. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.